Yeah, definitely. It was a lovely open game. It was high scoring from both ends. It could have went anyway in the end, but luckily we got the win and it went over the bars. Just so happy.
1-8 today for yourself, and you had the ball in the net for a second goal, which was disallowed as well. You must have been happy with your own display this afternoon.
Yeah, I was definitely happy, and Amber just did brilliant in there, and everybody really, like, it was such a high scoring game, but the work rate and Gerd's tracking back, and it was just everybody like pulled together and the belief was there. So
you've been written off so much this year, and especially going into this game, there's so much talk about all the players that were missing and everything else, and you know, to put in a display like that, it's tremendous really. And I suppose, you know, you wanted to prove a point that this wasn't a bad bunch of players, the girls that are still here.
Yeah, definitely. Like, after the Division 2, we lost about 13 players, I think, nearly gone to America and different places travelling. But we showed, we had a bit of disbelief, I suppose, against Cavan. We were kind of regrouping, but we came out there today and we've come together and we showed what strength is still left in the county and how far we can go. Like, it's just a great bunch of girls, and we showed everybody today.
What do you take from a game like that? I mean, one thing, I suppose, is huge character, because every time Galway pushed ahead or pushed level, you seemed to push on an extra notch. And that was one thing, I suppose, that was a real standout thing from a Donegal perspective today.
Yeah, we showed our character whenever they went down and got that last goal. We could have dropped the heads, but we still thought there was enough of time. We dug deep and we managed to get over the line. Like, it showed just great character, and we'll take out of this game just great belief in our panel, and we'll push on now, and we've Dublin coming up next.
Yeah, Dublin next, as you mentioned, a team that have been consistent and won a record fifth title in a row, I think, in Leinster recently as well. You know, there's a lot of expectation on Dublin. Their minors are here today in an All-Ireland final as well. You'll go in as underdogs, but you'll give it one hell of a rattle, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. You're not going to keep missing like good teams like this now when you're into the quarterfinal stages. Every team that you come up against is top class, like, and they've a right to be there, same as ourselves. But we'll go in and we'll just try our best. And as you said, we're underdogs. There's no expectation off us, so it'll be good for our panel, and we'll just keep pushing on.